That's a lot of points. And I'm a 3-point. You know what I mean? I'm a 3-point now, but we'll see how that works out. If it's going to be too long, I'll cut it and I'll do it again. Or I'll do it the second part and the third part or whatever. So this is the question series will be tonight. And one of the questions that I've been getting a lot from people is Gentile salvation. Gentile salvation. Now, when I'm talking about Gentiles, I'm talking about in the Old Testament, Gentiles being saved. So that's what I'm going to look about. Of course, are we Gentiles? Yes, we're Gentiles. I mean, we've received Christ as our Savior, and we trusted Jesus as our Savior. But, there's different nationalities and different people and all these kinds of things. But Gentile salvation is what we're going to be looking at this evening. In the book of Malachi chapter 1, and we'll look at, first of all, verse 11. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 11. Now, what I'm really going to focus on is on Gentiles. Gentile salvation. That's the main thing I'm going to be looking at here today. Gentile salvation. Malachi 1 verse 11, from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the what? Gentiles. My name will be great among the Gentiles. And this is in the book of Malachi. This was in the Old Testament. And people ask a lot of times about Gentile salvation, but God, He saves Gentiles. He saved Gentiles in the Old Testament as well as He saved Gentiles in the New Testament. He does it the same way. He saves, of course, by grace. That's how it always has worked. So, Gentile salvation. And what we're going to do this evening is I'm going to try to cover all of this if I can. But if I can't do it, then we'll break it up into different parts, okay? All right. Did God save Gentiles in the Old Testament? Let me ask you that question. Did God save Gentiles in the Old Testament? Yes. Not as great as it was in the New Testament. But there was Gentiles that was saved in the Old Testament. And it's a great thing. But under the New Covenant, there's more, far more Gentiles saved today than back in that particular time. And it's a great thing to know that you have salvation. Nothing any greater than having salvation. But let's read on now. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 11. Let me read it to you again. Malachi 1 and verse 11, it says, for the rising of the sun, even in the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the who? Gentiles. That's Gentile salvation. And he said, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Now, what are we again tonight? We're born again, ain't we? But we are also what? We're Gentiles. I'm a saved Gentile. Are you a saved Gentile? Well, we are, I'd say here tonight, unless you're a Jew. We're spiritual Jews, but God saved our soul and gave us everlasting eternal life. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have? And our name will be great amongst the Gentiles, or His name will be great amongst the Gentiles. So that's Malachi 1 through chapter 1, verses 11. It clearly implies Gentile salvation. Aren't you glad the Lord saved the Gentiles? He just didn't save the Jews. He also saved the Gentiles. He saved both. He's made both one. Do y'all agree with that? He's made both one. If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, if you're a Jew and you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, if you're a Gentile and you trusted Jesus as your Savior, He's made both of us what? He's made us both one. That's the way it is. And that's a wonderful thing to have, and it's a wonderful thing to believe. That's Gentile salvation. And He is still saving Gentiles all the way down to the day. Y'all believe it? He's still saving Gentiles all the way down to the day. Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11. I'm going to try to pick it up. Isaiah chapter 11. Most of this will probably be in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 11, now in the verse 10. So you write these verses down, and it'll give you something good to read and to look at. Because a lot of these texts, a lot of people don't read. Isaiah 11 and verse 10. Watch this now. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentile, there you have our word we're talking about this evening, to it shall the Gentile seek, and his rest, his what? His rest shall be glorious. And you know what that is? That's salvation. Rest. Now, when you're born again and you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know what He gives you? He gives you salvation, but along with that salvation, you know what He gives you? He gives you rest. Do you know I got rest? What am I talking about when I say I got rest? I got rest for my soul, buddy. I know that I've been born again, and I know that I have everlasting life. I know that I'm going to heaven one of these days. So what does that give me in my heart? I got rest. I don't worry about things that a lot of people worry about. I know that God's got it. And if God's got it, there's no use to worry about it anyhow, are there? That would be a sin, wouldn't it? We turn these things over. We turn these things over to the Lord. And here again, in the book of Isaiah, 750 B.C., here again, you see him. What is he doing? He's talking about the salvation of the Gentiles. He saves Gentiles. Now, is he still saving Jews today? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's still saving Gentiles. He's also still saving Jews. Years back, I wish I hadn't lost count of him, but years back there was a Messianic Jewish rabbi that I used to talk to on the phone. And I loved to talk to him. Somehow me and him together just lost sight of each other over the time. But that's what he did. And he was a Messianic. I asked him, I said, are you a Messianic Jewish rabbi? He said, absolutely. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what he told me. And buddy, I enjoyed that. So he'd call all the time, but then we all of a sudden just, you know how you do. You're busy and wrapped up with other things and you forget about it. But that's what he was. That's what he was. And he had salvation and he trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And I asked him about it. I said, what do you call your Messiah? Jesus. He's our Savior. And that's what he called him. And I thought that was a wonderful thing. Okay? So, the Gentiles shall seek to him. All right, Isaiah chapter 42. Let's turn to that and we'll try to see how I can do with it. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 6. Here it talks about Gentiles again, because this was a question talking about Gentiles. Was there Gentiles that was saved in the old covenant? Yeah, absolutely. He saved them in the old covenant also. He saved both Jews and he saved Gentiles. Now notice this, Isaiah 42 and verse 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thy hand, and I will keep thee, and give thee a covenant of the people For now, here we have it again. A light of the Gentiles. A light of the Gentiles. So you see, this was wrote in 750 B.C. that he's talking about the salvation of the Gentile. And this is coming out of what testament? It's coming out of the Old Testament. I'm not reading out of the New Testament yet, but this is the Old Testament scriptures. 750 B.C. 750 B.C. He talks about the light of the Gentiles. Let me ask you a question. Did he give you light? Let me ask you again. Did he give you light? He's the one that done. He's the one that opened your heart. He's the one that opened your understanding. He's the one that touched your heart. He did all of these kinds of things for you. He's the one that gave you light. Let me say it one more time. He is the one that gave you light. Before I was born again, I was in darkness, but now I'm in the light. So he mentions, and this is what he calls the Lord. He's the light of the Gentiles. He's the light of the Gentiles. All God's people see it. Man, I like it. I really do. Now let's move on over to Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49. Now you see why I did it the way I did. I can move faster this way. Isaiah chapter 49, and let's look at the verse 22. All right, verse 22, Isaiah chapter 49 and the verse 22. Now I want you to listen to this. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine what? I'll lift up my hand to the who? To the Gentiles. You see, I keep mentioning it to you because do you see how blessed we are? You see how blessed we are. Every text we've looked at so far is talking about Gentile salvation. And it's coming out of what testament? The Old Testament. Gentile salvation. All through the book of Isaiah and in other places. Gentile salvation. That's what he's doing. And that's what he's talking to us about in the text. Isaiah 49 and verse 22. Let's look at it again. Isaiah 49 and verse 22. The children thou shalt have, let me look on down here in the text. Get the right. Isaiah 49 and verse 22. It says, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lift up my hand to the what again? Somebody say it. Gentiles. And set up a standard to the people. That they bring thy sons in their arms. Thy what? That's salvation for children and things. People that have trusted Christ. And thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. So that again is all talking about what again? Gentile salvation. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Now I would mark these if I were you because these are important texts of Scripture. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And Matthew chapter 8 verse 11. Matthew 8 and verse 11. Oh my. This, I hope I don't retract this, but this is my favorite one. Of all of them that I gave you so far, this is my favorite one. And who are we talking about again? Somebody tell me. It starts with a G. Talking about Gentiles. He's showing you what God did for the Gentiles. What are we? Gentiles. He saved us, ain't he? Now, here's another text about the Gentiles. Are you ready? If you're ready, say amen. Alright. He says this. Again, talking about the Gentile salvation. I've read this a lot of times here from this pulpit. And this is one of my... I'd say this is my favorite one. Are you ready? And I say unto you that many shall come from the east. Many, not a few, many shall come from the east and the west. Many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. All God's people say it. That's a pretty big deal right there. Sit down in the kingdom. Listen now. Sit down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can you imagine that? Sit down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We'll see them in the kingdom. And we got loved ones that we will see in the kingdom. Isn't it wonderful to be in the kingdom? What could be any greater than that? One of these days, if the Lord don't come, I'm going to die. But when I die, I'll leave out of here and go off to my, somebody call it, kingdom. Well, these days I'm going to go to the kingdom. So that's what he's speaking about in all of these texts of Scripture. Many will come from the east and the west, sit down, and shall sit down with who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Think about it. All God's people said. Isn't that something? We'll be in glory and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah. We'll see them. We'll be at the same place that they're at. We'll be there. Does that bless your heart? That's a tremendous text, buddy. I like it. All right. Stay with me now. I know this will take longer than I thought, but I'm doing really well in my book anyhow. Let's move down to the next one. Let's go to Ephesians 2. I'm talking, what's the study tonight? Gentile salvation. Gentile salvation. Okay? Matthew, let's see. Ephesians 2, 11 through 14. Let me move that one first. Ephesians 2, 11 through 14. Ephesians 2, 11 through 14. Make sure this is right. All right. This text deals with what? Gentiles. We're still talking about, what's our message about? Gentile salvation. That's what we're talking about in this particular text. Now, listen to this. Verse 11. Let's start at verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh. Of course, this is Ephesus. This is the church of the Ephesians. You can look that up in your Bible, in your index, and you'll see this was a place where people lived at. So it's the book of what again? The book of Ephesians. Wherefore, remember that ye were in time past Gentiles. See, we're mentioning that term Gentile again. In the flesh, who are called uncircumcised. They also called them the uncircumcised. Because they weren't Jews. That's why they called them that. They called them the uncircumcised. That at that time ye were without Christ. He's talking about the Gentiles still yet. Ye were without Christ. Ye were without who? Christ. So he says, ye were without Christ. Jesus, who sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. See, I was afar off, and so was you afar off. We were what again? We were Gentiles. But what did God do? I want you to look down at verse 14. And buddy, I tell you, if you want to get something tonight that would thrill this pastor, is verse 14. Ephesians 2 and 14. Here's what he's done, Lewis Henry. It says, for he is our peace. And he's broken down the middle wall of partition between us. He's broke it down. He broke it down. And now Jew and Gentile today are both what? Both one. People aggravate me sometimes. People like to judge people from the color of their skin. They like to judge people by the color of their skin. Different color skin is just like different color eyes. Y'all believe it? What are we? We're people. That's what we are. Different colors don't mean anything. Just something to, you know, to divide up over, but what good is that? He's took both Jew. Really, there's only two. He took both Jew and Gentile and made us one in Christ Jesus. All God's people say. We don't go for that kind of stuff. The color of your skin. You could just as easy divide up over different color eyes or different color hair. What do you think of that nature? He's made both of us, get it now, He's made both of us one. That's what He's done. He's made us both one in Christ Jesus. All God's people say it. That's a glorious thing. That's what He's done. One of the things that does, that throws all that racism stuff out, doesn't it? I get sick of hearing that anyhow. I really do. I really do. He's made both Jew and Gentile. He's made us what? He's made us one. All God's people see it. It's a wonderful thing. All right, we'll go ahead and close this out in a minute. See me throw that in a minute in there? All right, Romans 2 in verse 28 and 29. See, that's why I wrote them down, because I knowed I'd go too long. Romans 2, 28 and 29. Romans 2. I love this text. Romans 2, 28 and 29. What am I getting ready to talk about again? The Jew. Who's the Jew? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. I'm reading it right out of the book. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one where at? Inwardly. All God's people say it. Inwardly a Jew. I'm a spiritual Jew. One of these days, I'll be in glory with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you know what he's done under the new covenant? Jew and Gentile, he's made both. Oh, what you get it? He's made both what? Made both one. That's what he's done. That's a wonderful thing, ain't it? You can't beat that. Let me read Romans 2 again. And I think I'm going to hang my hat on the seventh one. I have an eighth one, but I'm going to do another. I got another thing for that. Okay, so let me go ahead and read Romans 2, 28 and 29 again. He is not a Jew which is one whereat. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one whereat. That's in your heart. So that means that Jeff Arthur is a spiritual what? I'm a spiritual Jew. Under the new covenant. Look what he's done for us. He took these old Gentiles And he's made both Jew and Gentile one in Christ Jesus. All God's people say it. Let's all stand. Thank you. I'm going to stop with that. I had two of